Okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Don't be sad. Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you, it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 8th at 4 p.m., the women's lacrosse team plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Field. On Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell Room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 10th, Backyard Beats is hosting a midday music festival at 3:30 in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Saturday, April 11th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Also on Saturday, men's lacrosse plays Cortland at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 12th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening at Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Brady's and Gentlemen. It's been a while. Had a few busy weekends. Just had the spring break pass a few weeks ago, so we're back. We got some good music for today. So, not going to do a lot of talking today. I'm pretty tired. I woke up pretty late. So we're just going to have a lot of music today. Hope that's good with you guys. And we're going to start off with some Turnstile.
We'll be right back.
That was Turnstile from their new album, Never Enough. My friend Jesse actually put me on them last summer. His show's right after this one. But kind of how I'm doing this today is I kind of just have, like, for the beginning of this playlist is just, like, two songs from, like, random artists or albums. And I randomly just, like, found other stuff to, like, end off tonight. So that was Turnstile. And then next up, I have Title Fight.
We'll be right back.
That was Like a Ritual and Calloused off of the Floral Green Title Fight album, which is my personal favorite. Next up, we have some Deftones and Chevelle. These next three songs have been in my head, like, stuck all week, so I thought I'd share it with you guys. So this next song, you guys probably know, is called Be Quiet and Drive. We'll be right back. That was a Comfortable Liar by Chevelle. I've had that riff stuck in my head like all this past week. Next up, we have some STP action. This is my favorite song off of their debut album, Core, Cracker Man.
I'm trying.
That was Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart, Stone Temple Pilots. Not a huge fan of that album, but that one's probably my favorite on there. Next up, we're going to do some like early Foo Fighters, some Shinedown, and then we're going to transition back to some more grunge like Alice in Chains, Mad Season. So this next song is called Alone and Easy Target. We'll be right back. That was The Crow and the Butterfly by Shinedown. Next up, we're going to do some Mad Season and Alice. In honor of Lane Staley passing a few days ago, I didn't have my show last weekend, but he's my favorite singer, so thought I'd throw in a few songs in here. This next song is I Don't Know Anything by Mad Season. Lane does play guitar in the song, which is pretty cool because he doesn't usually do that. He usually is just vocals only. So I really like this song. It's a nice little dirty riff, so here's that.
We'll be right back.
That was It Ain't Like That by Alice in Chains. We're going to take a little break. The next song I'm playing is just from The Automation, and then we're going to have some short messages, and we'll be back right after that.
San Clemente, it was only a little out of the way, Golden Gate, that one Tuesday, you picked a flower from my hair. thing will make any sense. It'll be playing on the big screen. My life and what it's been. Just you and me and Saturn and trees and a flower.
Play another song.
This is slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't mommy and daddy show you enough attention?
69 for 420 = 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I'm gonna quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov.